Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
David Hochberg's in our studio.
Historic times.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And you're thinking historic times about interest rates.
22-year high, I think. We're back to, it's crazy. We're approaching 8%. Some of our listeners, due to credit and type of properties they're buying, are in the eights. Some are in the sevens.
Go down. I thought seven was the peak. David Hochberg's here, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Yep. You surprised it in Stuppa again?
Am I surprised? I'm surprised with the job numbers, right? I'm surprised with the resiliency of the economy. I was downstairs having a coffee before I came up here, and I was talking to two construction workers that were doing some work on the building. And I say, let me ask you some questions. How are the trades? Are you guys still busy? The guy rolled his eyes. He's like, we can't see straight right now. He's like, we have such a shortage for workers. It's ridiculous. We've got sheet metal factories in this area that are working 5/12s and 6/8s on Saturday because they can't keep up. I'm like, what are you guys doing in these huge buildings? He's like, preventative maintenance. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, there's nobody in these buildings downtown. He's like, our commercial space workload is off the charts because they're replacing heating and air conditioning units that have a lifespan of 20 years. The buildings could be empty, but you still have to replace these or else the building's going to degrade a lot faster if you didn't replace it, right? You're talking multi-million dollars to replace this stuff. And they're replacing heaters and coolers and ductwork and all this stuff you don't even think about, right? I'm sitting next to two guys having a coffee. One guy's 25 years old. He's making $19 an hour, right? No, he's making $23 an hour right out of college. He went into this field. He's going to make 45 to 50 G's this year. Next year, he's going to jump up to 75 to 80 grand, okay? The guy next to him, it was his birthday today. He's been doing it for 25 years. He's going to make over $150,000 this year just because of the scale. They can't find workers in the trades. And he's like, you've got six condos going up in the West Loop right now. They can't find enough workers. Six condo buildings coming out of the ground in this market, and they can't find enough workers, steel workers, iron workers. Iron workers, still the same thing, pipe fitters.
Point of all this is that's going to keep inflation high.
100%. It's going to keep rates high. They placed an order for their coolers or whatever there was in March. It was supposed to be 6 months. It just came in, and they're now doing the work.
So an interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage right now is?
You're going to be close to, you're going to be in the sevens. You're definitely going to start with the seven. You're going to be, if you have bad credit and you're trying to do some things and you're buying multi-units, it could be in the eights. I mean, I think we got a better shot. Again, I was wrong. A couple of months ago, I thought we had a better shot being in the sixes and not hitting the eights. I mean, we're a three wedge away from being, a three iron away from being in the eights. We could be in the eights next week.
I asked you a month or two ago, what number do we need for the gates to open back up again? And you said five.
Five. Well, listen, what we need is an adjustable rate mortgage market, which we haven't seen an adjustable rate mortgage market. So I'm talking to my friends in the mortgage industry who are having trouble. At least we're getting calls. Knock on wood, we're still getting calls. Okay. A lot of my friends in the mortgage industry are not getting any calls. They're either getting consolidated with other companies or they're looking at other industries to get into because they just can't survive what's happening right now. A lot of my realtors, the same thing. They're still doing business, but they see what's happening down the road. If it goes to nine, it's going to slow a lot of things up.
But then wouldn't that bring on ARMs?
You would think so. You would think adjustable rate mortgages. The thought process is you've got an adjustable rate mortgage, right? 30-year fixed is at 7.5%, 7.75. You'd have an ARM at 6.75, right? It's a full point below. But the general rule of thought was, well, they don't want to come out with the adjustable rate mortgages because the rates are going to drop in the near term. And then the banks don't want everybody that would go into an adjustable rate mortgage refinancing into a 30-year fix when rates drop. Well, we've been saying that for the past 2 years, right? And the rates just continue to go up. So my industry, I was just talking to three guys yesterday, three separate guys, three different companies I've known for the past 15, 20 years. I've been doing this 23 years. They're like, we don't understand why there's no adjustable rate mortgage market. There is just like no appetite for that on a large scale. at the investors. It's just not there. It would really help this market out. I'll tell you that right now.
You said something to me off the air. I'm going to ask you to say it on the air after a quick break. But if you are carrying credit debt,
yeah,
7.75% should look pretty good to you.
Or an 8.5% or 8.75% home equity line of credit. I just had this call with the guy before I came in here.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
David Hochberg's here. You want to ask a question? 312-981-7200. David Hochberg is here. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN, the Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg and the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays at 10. If I've got a 3% mortgage, I'm not going to sell my house and adopt a 7.75%. But you said if you're carrying a lot of credit debt, what?
Here, the guy I talked to earlier, okay, he lives in a $500,000 home in the western suburbs. He owes $240,000 on the first loan, $250,000 on the first loan. He's got a $60,000 loan that he's paying $160 a month because he modified it when he had financial challenges 10 years ago.
That's his second mortgage.
That's his second mortgage.
So he's got credit cards?
He's got $49,300 worth of credit cards. So $50,000 worth of credit cards, costing him $1,800 on the credit cards, which is about right, okay? 4% minimum payment on the credit cards is what we average. So he's right there, all right? So he's at $1,800 a month in credit card debt, and his second loan is costing him $160 a month. He's got great credit. Thank God he's got better credit than I thought. We pulled the credit. So he would qualify for a home equity line of credit. I'm going to hook him up with my team at BMO if he wants to. He's like, my wife will never leave our second loan. Second loan payment's only $160 a month. I go, okay, listen there, Spartacus, here's what we're doing. You got $160.
Is his name Spartacus?
Spartacus. Well, his name is something else, but for this example, it's
okay,
Spartacus.
Because I just thought Spartacus would be a very funny name, you know, for this day and age.
It's a great movie.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. So he's got $160,000 payment on the second loan. He owes $1,800 a month on his credit card debt. So combine it, round it up to $2,000. I'm like, listen, I get you a line of credit if you qualify with income and credit. Your credit's good. Qualify for line of credit, your payment would be $850 a month, give or take a penny here or there. You're saving $1,000 a month. It's like, my wife won't leave the second loan. I go, well, your wife needs to do a little bit of math, okay? Because I'm not getting involved in marriage counseling here. But the last time I looked, $1,800 is greater than $850. And if you can save a G-note a month and pay it back to yourself, and you continue to pay the $1,800 into the line of credit, you and your family are going to be in a much better position than you are today than your wife looking at her wonderful $60,000 second loan at $160 a month. Tell her to look at the other page. Over here, you've got close to $50,000 worth of credit card debt.
At what rate?
Between 20 and 35%. It doesn't matter the rate. It's about the monthly payment, right? He's going from close to $2,000 a month down to a little over $800 a month.
But isn't it enough to say, if you have a 3% mortgage and you don't want a 7% mortgage,
I'm not touching the 3. I'm just saying to take out a new second loan. Okay,
oh, I see. But you're paying 25% on $50,000.
Hello,
that's the problem.
Good morning. Exactly. Okay. Now the flip side is, I talk with listeners all the time that don't have as good a credit as this guy and his wife. Thank God they got good credit. They're down the 620s to 640s to 650. Guess what? You're not qualifying for a line of credit. And if you do, it's going to be 18 to 20%. You don't want that line of credit. It's going to cost you a fortune. So you're going to be better going into an FHA loan because your minimum monthly payment is going to be substantially less.
But a HELOC, what's the number I should think I should be able to get?
You're going to be a prime. You're going to be close to prime. You're going to be between 8.25 and 8.75.
Yeah.
And depending upon where you're at.
How does that sound to you? Good?
I think that's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. And $1,800, close to $2,000 with a second loan and credit card debt, that's greater than a home equity line of credit payment of close to $800, and you continue to make the same payment, you pay it down over a G-note a month, you're not paying anything down now.
So what are we telling our listeners? If you've got a lot of credit debt,
yes,
then
you have to look at doing something.
If I called you would say, let's take out an equity line of credit on your house.
Here's what I would do. I would analyze your situation like I've done for the past 23 years. I will tell you what's in your best interest, not in my best interest, and I will help you, direct you to help you put you and your family in the best financial situation so you could succeed and pay off this debt.
You're going to take money out of your house. That's what you're going
to
do.
You're going to have to take money out of your house.
Good morning, David Hochberg. And John, I have a question, says this listener. I'm encouraging my daughter to invest in a house with her fiance. Is there any break for a first-time buyer?
Yes. We have a 1% low down. It's a new loan program. I just recorded the spots. They'll start playing, I think, today. You'll be doing live reads on them. It's a new loan program, 1% down. One of the largest barriers for new homeowners or homeowners in general to buy a home is the down payment and closing costs. We have a program 1%, 1% down to 620 credit scores. You have to be within 80% of the average median income. There's a lot of different median incomes in the listening area, so give me a call and we'll figure it out. But if this listener qualifies, not only is there 1% down payment option, it comes with no private mortgage insurance, which is huge. So is there a way? Yes. I would be careful, fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, buying a home when you're not married. That adds another layer of difficulty if things don't work out. It's easy to get in. Any mortgage professional could get you in. Two people on loan application, credit, income, down payment, whatever. Getting out, if they don't get married or if they break up, it becomes a messy, expensive disaster. So just be careful when you buy something with somebody that you're not married to or a common law partner with. It becomes extremely messy. It's easy to get in. Any mortgage professional like myself.
So get married before you get the loan.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just be aware of.
Say, honey, I love you, but what I really love are the rates David Hartford has.
Exactly. Let's go.
So let's just get married. And if the marriage doesn't work out, fine, but we don't want to screw up the mortgage.
Or co-sign with her daughter, right? And then when the rates drop and they get married, refinance off and bring the husband on. In this case, it's the husband because she's writing about her daughter.
David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg. You got questions like this or maybe how to clean your floors?
Yes.
Listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
Buddy, this has been very helpful.
Appreciate it. I thought the interview prior to my interview was great as well.
He was a good guy. That was Tom Dempsey from News Nation. David Hochberg, Saturday morning at 10.